you tell me again the names of the creeks or streams?
Noonday Creek, Rube's Creek, Little River, Etiwah River, and Altoona Lake. Got Mill Creek. That's about got them all, I think.
What do you call a very small rise in the land?
A hill?
Is there anything smaller than a hill? A word for anything smaller?
I call it a slope.
What do you call that thing that you use to open a door?
Knob.
Is there any kind of land called a knob?
Yeah, I think they refer to small hills sometimes as a knob.
What do you call it if it's very large?
Mountain.
The rocky side of a mountain that drops off.
Cliff.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you would call that
a gap.
Okay. What else would you call it? Between the mountains.
The valley.
Okay, gap or valley or anything that starts with an N.
Notch.
You ever heard it called that?
Never heard it called a notch.
On the water, where boats come in and stop, and where they unload their freight, you know what that's called? When boats
pier?
Come in on the water?
The piers? Or
okay.
Docks?
Okay. What about a kind of white, hard paved road like city sidewalks? What are they made of?
Cement or asphalt? Sometimes cobblestones?
What do you call most of the important roads around here?
Highways.
What are they made of?
Most of them made out of cement and asphalt. Some of them made of unfinished, unpaved roads or gravel.
Other unpaved roads, what are they? They're not gravel.
They're just hard dirt or topsoil.
What about the ones that have that real dark, that black covering?
Asphalt.
Okay. But, what is that that's another name, I guess, maybe for this, you know, that smells?
Asphalt or tar.
Okay, mm-hmm. What about a little road that goes off the main road? What do you call that?
Trail or path.
Suppose you came to a man's farm down the public road and came to the turnoff going down to the man's house.
Driveway.
What about from the barn to the pasture?
Path.
Uh,